Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that await you there. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the second hour of the show, you can actually control the content on the website, by the way. If you find something online that you think's interesting, you'd like to share it with our listeners and share it with us, you can go and submit it as show prep, and then it'll appear on the site in the upcoming stories queue, where you can then vote on various different items, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-FREE is the number here. Let's go to Matt, listening in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I wanted to give you an update on what was going on with the PayPal censorship situation.
PayPal censorship? Which one? I mean, because they've done a lot of censoring, so which specifically are you referring to?
Well, I was talking about the indie books, the Smashwords and other indie book publishers that they were going to refuse to take money on if they were publishing erotica books in incest, rape, and bestiality.
Now, wait, was it? I thought it was just rape, bestiality, and incest. Is it all erotica or just like the unusual stuff?
It was just those three.
Okay. Got it.
And
so the idea was PayPal was going to refuse doing business with them if they didn't change their content provisions.
Correct.
Got it.
And as of last week on the 13th, and I was away, so I didn't know that, or I couldn't call, but as of the 13th of this month, PayPal has reversed that.
Oh, wow.
Now, why do you think that is?
Yeah, what happened?
I'm stunned.
That was the pressure that was put on by the groups, the industry groups that have sprung up, and the authors themselves and their readers all band together, and they wrote letters and they cried and screamed and yelled at PayPal that they didn't like what was going on.
Wow.
And they were in negotiations with them, and PayPal decided that maybe this wasn't such a good business move after all.
I'm pretty amazed by that, because PayPal is such a behemoth of a corporation. I mean, they handle a lot of money. Usually a company like that could just, you know, brush off a few accounts and say, no big deal, we'll be all right if we don't have this bookseller or this book publisher company. But I guess in this case, there were enough people speaking up saying, hey, we're going to pull our account from you if you don't change your behavior, don't change your policy. And what's really interesting is that it happened on such an obscure issue. I mean, normally they can easily take out the fringe, right? Because I mean, let's admit, right? I mean, the people that are reading these books, the people that are reading these books are it's fringe material here, and so it's good to know that enough people were willing to stand up for these folks. I mean, there's probably not a real big bestiality industry association, so I mean, this is likely you're just saying it's just the book publishing folks that got behind this, just on the freedom of speech basis, and said, hey, this is not right. Shouldn't have any business telling us what we can and can't sell.
Well, that's correct.
I'm going to stop you there, because I don't think PayPal really has an obligation to do business with anyone. They are a privately held company.
Of course not, sure, but they want money, don't they? So, like, if they want money, then they should do business with people.
If they want money, they can still, as an entity, stand up and choose to do business with organizations or people as they see fit. I don't want to say that I don't want this to be taken as some sort of indictment of people who are into bestiality, but you know. If PayPal as a organization is not willing to participate in a transaction with folks who are interested in that sort of stuff, I'm completely up for PayPal to say, you know what, I don't want it. We as a company are not going to do business with you.
When you think of bestiality, and when I think of bestiality, we're thinking of one thing. However, when they mention...
I can think of a couple different
things. They mention incest and all these other things, and I'm John Irving, the author who did The World According to Garp, are you familiar with him? He also wrote a book called The Hotel New Hampshire. Familiar with it?
Yeah.
In that book, the main character, near the end, you know, he's had some kind of love affair with his sister, and they end up having sex. And it, you know, kind of talks about at the end, you know, what how this was affected them negatively and that kind of thing. But this was a book about incest. He took on a tough topic, and he, you know, frankly, when I read it, I felt that it was handled well. And would Hotel New Hampshire, strange that I read this book 20 years before moving here, would this book be banned as a result? And now when I'm thinking of, you know, banning people purveying incest, I'm thinking of something entirely different than I would with a book like Hotel New Hampshire or, you know, some of the other books that have dealt with these things. But this is the slippery slope argument. Some executive who's never read a book, never experienced it, says, oh, this is about bestiality? Yeah. Can it? And they don't lose anything.
So I agree, Nemi, with where you're coming from. I get that. Like, yeah, they're a private company. They can do business with whoever they want.
The opposite is true as
right.
well.
And that's why I'm happy to see this happen, because I'd rather see PayPal just be a payment transaction company and not worry about what it is they're doing transactions for. Hey, we just transfer payments. We don't care what you're doing with our service. I'd rather that would be what I would prefer to see from PayPal as a customer. I would rather my businesses that I'm doing business with not become my government.
Right.
And so therefore I'm elated to hear that from a free speech perspective, these companies got behind the fringe authors, because it would have been easy for these companies to say, yeah, we want to still deal with PayPal, so get out of here.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that. And, Matt, that's why I'm really glad to hear this.
Yeah, and, you know, it's an interesting argument that you guys are having, but I really believe that this wasn't just the fringe people that were writing. This was a lot of people who understand.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It couldn't have been. It couldn't have just been the fringe people.
Like, no, and I think that a lot of the people that were attacked here understand the whole, not only the slippery slope, but in my opinion, PayPal isn't a privately owned organization, like you say. It's part of the establishment banking industry, and it's not.
Well, only because it was forced on them.
Well,
they were coerced into joining.
They got pretty good at it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So I think that there's a lot more people that understand the issues of free speech than you might think. And, you know, they don't want to walk down that path. And Mark's right about certain books that are, you know, that aren't what you think when you think about bestiality or incest or anything. As it was pointed out, you know, I have a succubus in one of my books. Is that necrophilia? I don't think so.
No, she's a demon, not undead.
Right, right.
Hey, Matt, thanks for sharing that news. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nope, that was it.
All right, appreciate you updating us on that.
Sex with demons, okay. Sex with zombies, not okay.
1-855-450-3733. You can bring sex with zombies.
This is
thought about it too, didn't you?
Just you know, what is the rule number 34 on the internet? It's out there. Don't worry.
If you can think of it,
there's porn of it
on the internet. And you know, I mean, these aren't my things by any stretch of the imagination. But I know that once you pass these rules, whatever they might be, somebody is gonna get screwed, and that's what's gonna happen. Just because I've got in my book a rape scene, and rape was included in this, because it's not prurient rape. I don't know. I mean, who gets to decide?
Who draws the line?
Because there's a rape scene in my book. I've written about it.
Is PayPal going to start auditing the material?
No, they're not. They're just going to X something out that somebody's complained about. So somebody has a vendetta against you for whatever reason. They complain to PayPal, and bam, your book's taken off.
All right, so toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come here this evening, Nemi, you want to tell us about a caller to a radio station or a radio show.
Yeah, who was arrested.
Who was criminally charged.
Yeah, after sharing her tale of avoiding jury duty.
Let's talk about that on the way here, and then there's actually other radio-related news. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, plus People behave socially and well even without rules, according to a study over at physorg.com. Science, physics, and such. 855-453. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts as well. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Nanny,
and Mark.
Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you. We've got all kinds of stuff there. Archives are included. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just go click and download over at freetalklive.com. They go all the way back to late 2006. Totally free for you.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing the permission of any bank or government. Learn how. Visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
All right, once again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come here this evening, some interesting radio news, and we'll share that with you. But first, related to radio, there's somebody who called a radio station or a show of some sort and ended up getting arrested for their efforts. What happened?
AM 850 KOA out of Denver, Colorado. The lesson is, if you found a creative way to avoid jury duty or committed another crime, keep it to yourself. The Denver District Attorney has charged a 54-year-old woman with two felonies for allegedly acting mentally unstable in order to avoid jury duty after she shared her story on talk radio. This is an AM station in Denver.
Wow.
According to the arrest affidavit, an investigator with the DA's office was listening to the Dave Logan Show on 850 KOA. On October 11th, when the hosts were taking calls on the topic of avoiding jury duty. One of the show's callers related an elaborate story of how she deliberately dressed in a disheveled and uncoordinated fashion with the intent of appearing mentally unstable, the affidavit states. The caller then indicated that her appearance had the desired effect as it drew stares from fellow jurors, and she was ultimately excused by the judge in the courtroom. Prosecutors say Cole called KOA using the name Char from Denver and explained how she wore mismatched shoes, reindeer socks, and a shirt with the caption, "Ask me about my bestseller," to court on June 28, 2011. She also left her hair in curlers and applied an excessive amount of makeup. When called for jury selection in the case that day, prosecutors say Cole told the judge she suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder from military service, was the victim of domestic violence, and had been homeless. She was immediately excused. An arrest warrant has been issued for Cole, who is expected to surrender and go through the booking process later this week.
What? So she gave her real name on the air is what happened?
Yeah.
And maybe they remembered her or something like that? That lady, and
right.
They checked the records? I'm just trying to figure out how they figured out who she was.
Right. I'm not sure either. I need to correct what I just said. She did not use her real name.
Hmm.
Wow.
Maybe. So they must have remembered her.
Any other detail that she gave so many details that he was able to match it up, go to work and match it up with a judge. Hey, that happened in this very courthouse, maybe. You know, the DA goes in.
Right. Do you remember this lady? It was back when. Yeah.
Remember that crazy chick?
Yeah, I can hardly imagine how they managed to figure it out, but shoot.
Felonies. Can you believe that? I mean, look. They take this stuff as seriously as draft dodging. I mean, that's what this is. It's a draft. There's no difference except for the amount of time period and the danger, I guess, that's involved.
It is a draft.
But it's effectively a draft. You are being told, we're going to pluck you out of your life. You have a job. You have responsibilities. You've got people to take care of in your family. You've got X, Y, and Z that you're doing. Too bad. We're the government. We have a higher claim on you than you do on your own life, and you'll come at our beck and call, and you'll do as we say. And if you try to get out of it, and we find out that you were scamming us, felony charges.
You know, I wonder what it says about human behavior when these same people that are forced, and everybody knows you're forced to go to jury duty. I mean, you know, some people want to go more than others, no doubt about it.
Right.
But everybody knows you're forced to go. Why is it that those folks disproportionately find for the state? The same organization that forces them to go, they find in the cases for the state. You know, more than 99% of fewer than 1% of cases actually make it to trial is the best way to describe that. And of those 1% of cases, in the case of felonies, over 66% are found for the state. Now, to me, what that says is that there's a very large amount of people who didn't do what they were charged with doing in prison or jail or found guilty in some way, shape, or form. I find it very difficult to imagine that all the innocent people, I mean, you'd think if you were innocent, you would take your case to trial, but I know a lot of people who choose just to take whatever the plea bargain is in order to get out of it.
99.whatever% of people, or like 98% of people, take the plea deal.
You'd think that guilty people would take the plea deal and the innocent people would go to trial, but it's less than 1%. Are you telling me the cops that are that efficient? And of that 1%, 66% are found guilty.
Well, here's the thing, and a friend of mine is going through this right now, actually, is if you don't take the plea deal, they actually come down harder.
That's
on
what happened
you.
To me.
Yeah, they'll give you larger sentences,
that's
and
right.
they'll pile the charges up on you.
That's
because
right.
they'll pile 10 charges on you and say, look, you're facing 150 years for walking against that stoplight. And then you'll be like, what? I'll tell you what. You pay a fine of $400 for crossing the street when you shouldn't have, and you write out a little letter here saying that you're sorry, and then we'll drop those other 9 charges, and you just give us the check, and you're home free, or whatever.
Right. That's right.
I was actually just on last night on Reentry Radio, which is a show that's online that is hosted by some, I guess, well, they have a lady on. For a while, I thought she was the host of the show, but I think she was just a guest like I was on it. But Susan Burton, who was the woman that was interviewed by the New York Times author, who we read this article on the air, I think a couple weeks ago. The article was take your case to trial, crash the justice system. And it was huge publicity for the idea of not taking the plea deal. And I reached out to her and received a contact back from an associate of hers who creates this radio show, Reentry Radio. It's about reentering society after being in prison. And so they wanted to talk about the plea deal and the flyer that I have, the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer. It was an hour of really, I think, great conversation where they were very interested in what we were doing here. And because she was talking about in the New York Times piece the idea of people not taking the plea deal and doing it as an organized movement. And so that's why I got in touch with them to say, hey, this is already happening. It's happening here. And here's some of the tools that we're using to reach out to folks. And so if you want to hear that interview, you can go to publicity.freetalklive.com. It should be the first entry when you go to publicity.freetalklive.com.
It's a very difficult measure to get people to sort of cooperate together in that way, because although I see the value in it, and I really do, I think it'd be, I think that, frankly, I think that plea bargains are of themselves an immoral disservice to the people that they're supposed to serve. If, plea bargains are only going to help guilty people and government bureaucrats who don't want to do their jobs. But, it's like having a line of soldiers out there. If you if you run, you're going to survive. If you stand there and fight, you might die. If everybody stands there and fights, you have a much better chance of making it. But if you're the only one standing there, you will surely die. So you have this prisoner's dilemma.
You know, you asked the question, Mark, why do juries rule in favor of the state? And I think that deserves a little bit more discussion.
Absolutely.
So let's come back with that here in a moment. At 855-453, as a woman that has been charged with felony counts of, I don't know, what do they call it? Dodging
perjury? Perjury in the first degree, an attempt to influence a public servant.
Wow. More coming up here. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You want 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You'll find lots of features waiting for you there. Go get interactive. You can hop on into our chat room, which is built into the same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see and do that for free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so we continue here. We'll, of course, take your calls about whatever you want, but we're on an issue that was brought up by a story regarding, and you actually read a correction during the break. It was apparently the judge himself.
Herself, yes.
Excuse me. Who heard
the radio show?
Lady, yeah. Calling the radio show, KOA out of Denver, huge radio station. I think that's a 50 kilowatt, so as big as they get.
It's in the low end of the dial.
And they heard this. The judge heard this woman call in saying that she'd basically made up a ruse to get out of jury duty. She came as crazily looking as she possibly could, wore some nutty stuff, extra makeup, messed up hair, you know, messy clothing, etc., and then told stories about how she had PTSD from being in the military, and apparently these things just aren't true.
Domestic violence or whatever, yeah.
Right.
And then she was excused from jury duty, and she's admitting to all of this on the radio station there.
That's right.
The judge hears it, apparently remembered who she was, and went to the clerk's office and said, hey, what was the name of that lady that so-and-so and did all this way back when? Because she apparently made a bit of a scene. So she was very memorable, and then she jogged the judge's memory. her memory when she was listening to it, and now she's been charged with felony counts of, what was it, perjury?
Oh, goodness, it's perjury in the first degree and attempt to influence a public servant.
Well, I don't know how she's
successful.
Lying to a judge. So they're coming after her, and she's talking about turning herself in. I think it's just horrible. I mean, I get it, man. You don't want to go to jury duty. I understand.
Well, if we could touch on that for a little bit. A few years ago, I was, what are you, called into a pool for jury duty.
That's correct.
And at the time, I was not working. I had just left my previous employer, and I could have used income, and you know, the economy and the job market here has really
even
not been 15 great.
$15 a day or
you know,
whatever.
$15 a day, that's food. That's something. It's gas, but you know, barely. But yeah, it's income. It'll keep gas in your car and food in your mouth. And you know,
I
just
day.
Think of for that particular day. And I just think, you know, why people can't volunteer to be in a pool or be,
right.
you know, and we have
they
so
don't
many
want
unemployed
people to volunteer.
Well, I understand why they wouldn't want a person to volunteer, mm-hmm. but you know, maybe if you looked at it from a okay, here I am, I'm unemployed, and then you get put, you pick your pool from people who are necessarily unemployed, versus going in and people I know who have been called for jury duty with jobs, they really they're out for 3 to 6 weeks.
You know,
well, it depends.
I think that the problem, you know, what the government wants is somebody supposed that they can say, hey, look, they're not associated with the government in any way, shape, or form. But frankly, they're completely
people all over those juries.
Untrained. Well, yes, but they're not judicial people.
Okay.
You know, because that matters, because supposedly the judicial branch is somehow separate, even though they're getting their paychecks from the same entities.
Right.
You know, they're separate.
Well, let me tell you, I didn't feel good about having government people on my jury.
Now, I wouldn't want them on mine either. I would
right.
think that to me that sounds like you know, a conflict of interest. But you know, they're completely untrained. What in the world is it? What in the world are untrained people deciding someone's fate for? Is frankly what I wonder.
Well, the idea is supposed to be a jury.
I know what
peers,
the idea is.
Right now, whether they're actually your peers or not is a whole other question. In some cases, you'll have a black guy being judged by an entirely white jury. And in some cases, you'll have people that are very elderly on the jury judging a young person. I mean, these are not necessarily these folks' peers. And so they force people into jury duty. They don't want to be there. And that gets us back around to the question of why do juries rule in favor of the state? Overwhelmingly so. This is the question you asked in the last segment, Mark, and I think it deserves a little bit of digging.
One, because you're on the state's turf, so obviously they must know what they're doing.
Well, right. They're influential, and they intimidate, and they believe, you know, right, the jury believes that they know what they're talking about. These are the professionals. The judge wouldn't lie to us. He's a man in a robe, and he says we have to judge the facts in the case. We have to judge the facts in the case. And a lot of the cases that are taken to you know, the jury level, some of them are violent crimes, in which case I don't have a problem with them being convicted. Some of them might be like drug crimes, so-called crimes, where there actually aren't victims. But in those cases, they may have them dead to rights. I mean, they may have real solid evidence that they were possessing cocaine. And if the jury doesn't know about jury nullification, their right is to use their conscience and vote not guilty based on how they feel, then they're going to do what the judge tells them to do. And even if they do know about jury nullification, as we've seen, most of the time they do what the judge tells them to do anyway. And I think that the factor there is they know if they find the person guilty, they get to go home right away.
Yes.
And so the juries tend to lean towards believing that the person is a criminal, believing that, you know, the person has done something wrong. And so to be the handful or the one person that goes against everybody else who's saying that the person's guilty is a very uncomfortable situation for human beings. For instance, if you look at different psychological studies that have been done, there's the one where people draw lots from the, you know, from the surveyor's hand, and then they compare the lengths of their lot or the straw or whatever, and each of these straws is the same length except for one or whatever, and the one person with the different length straw will be the last person to go around on the people who are revealing their straw. They're basically asked, is that the same length as the other straw? And they'll say it is. After it's been around, like all 12 people have said, yes, mine's the same length. Yes, mine's the same length. Even though the person is not holding a straw of the same length, they'll say theirs is the same length.
There are 11 Confederates saying telling fibs about which one's longer, and then the person at the end of the story is like, I see the same thing.
Right,
you
what
see.
They said.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't think I did a very good job recounting that particular study, but there are different sorts of studies
ask
like that.
Ask yourself this. If you were if you were in a group of 12 people and there was a person in it that wasn't in on the joke and everybody kept saying that color's blue when it was green, what's it going to do to that person that's in the group? You know, it's difficult to say. Different personalities are going to do different things, but I'll tell you what you're not going to get out of it is justice.
Right, and then
fairness.
And go back to the Milgram study as well, which is a classic psychological authority study on how humans respond to authority. And you can dig into this one. It's been done in so many different ways and repeated over and over again. This is ironclad science that you got somebody in a white lab coat telling someone to zap another person in the other room up to the maximum level that the machine can zap them. Essentially, the whole thing's a setup. There's not actually somebody being zapped in the other room. They're just an actor. But whenever they get a word pairing wrong, they're supposed to be punished for it by the person who's being subjected to the study. And the person will go all the way to the maximum, the supermajority of the time. They'll go all the way to the maximum just on the basic say-so of someone who's perceived as a position of authority. If the person is not perceived of as an authority, if they're not wearing a lab coat, if they're just another study participant encouraging them, then they don't go as far. So it's that idea of authority. And of course, the man in the robe is seen as the ultimate authority. He's sitting above everyone. He's the judge. I mean, he couldn't get to that judge position.
He's the only one allowed to wear some stupid black muumuu.
Right.
Anybody else would be laughed out of the room, right. But because this person, in England, they wear a silly
wig
too.
Right. So people see the information that is being imparted by that man as, well, better.
Yes.
It's more reliable. It's more true. And, of course, we know the same thing happens with police officers. And so these are some of the reasons why juries are going to find in favor of the state. The deck is stacked against you, even in every way possible.
And sometimes the judges are the juries themselves. You know, I just don't see how the state can bring charges and then have the state preside over the state's proceedings in the state's building. And then anybody thinks for any second that there's going to be something like a fair trial.
Two wolves deciding what's for dinner?
That's right.
Two wolves and a sheep deciding
what's for dinner.
We'll continue with you and your thoughts. You're welcome to discuss the court situation or whatever it is that's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Available now for new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Takes away everything you can. Keeps them on the hook with this immortal head.
And they call it democracy.
I have a green line from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line joining you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that'll meet you there. And if you like, you can help support the show. Shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you find there, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, Amazon might just sell it. They sell a whole lot of stuff in dozens of categories, used and brand new items. And, of course, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their new items. So get your shopping taken care of. Start it through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've read in the news where people don't have wills or they don't have living wills, whatever the situation might be, where they're incapacitated or, you know, deceased and can't decide how their family, their remains or their families are going to be taken care of with their their goods that they're leaving behind. You know, you can take care of all this by getting a will. You can go to LegalZoom.com. It's fast. It's easy. I've done it. I did it with LegalZoom. And you can just use coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com. Get your will taken care of, whether it's a will, living trust, register a trademark, whatever it is that you need to do, the common legal documents that you need to do, LegalZoom can take care of it. It's coupon code FTL, LegalZoom.com.
All right, we continue. We'll take your calls about what you want. Nate is listening in Dallas. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Nate. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to talk to you guys about that jury selection. About 9 months ago, I got a speeding ticket here in Texas. And I'm a truck driver. And I took it all the way to a jury trial because...
Wow. Well, hold on. Before you go on, I need to explain this to people just a little bit. Truck drivers and their licenses, it's their living. So a speeding ticket to you and I, it's one thing. These guys are spending all day, every day, and they're really at the mercy of the commercial divisions of law enforcement out there. So they have to take them to trial.
Hang on. How do you get a jury trial on a speeding ticket?
A lot of fighting and a lot of money.
That's right.
It took them, like, 9 months before I ever got to see a judge.
Is it something that they that you can do in Texas? Because I don't believe that's possible here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't realize that in Texas, the speed limit is not a law. It's a suggested fee.
Really?
It's a guideline?
Yeah, it's a guideline. So a lot of people that are driving cars instead of trucks, because we're under so much scrutiny as it is, being truck drivers, but a car can say, okay, it's a nice sunny day, there's no one on the road, say they're doing 75 and a 65, they can take that to court and challenge it and say, well, in Texas, there's no speed limit law, it's a suggested speed.
Incredible.
Why do they call it a limit?
I have no idea.
All right.
But anyway,
so you won based on saying, did you win? You won based on telling the jury that the speed limit is the suggested speed?
Partially that, and that the minimum fine that they could fine me was $1.
Okay.
So before that, the DA placed an agreement that I wouldn't use my job to sway the jury. Well, this is about my job. Why wouldn't I want that backing me up?
Well, what was he going to offer to you if you agreed to that?
Yeah, he wanted me to say that I wouldn't bring up my job to the jury to help my case.
And did he offer anything in return? Like, you know, is he just coming to the table and saying, I don't think you should do this?
Well, make sure that he's not referred to as the prosecution, the state, or anything else that might indicate his job.
Yeah, then so I didn't agree to that, so they postponed the trial another 2 weeks.
Huh.
Because they had failed, they didn't build any evidence against me that said I was speeding on that particular day.
That's amazing. That's definitely something Texas has going for thee. If you can get a speeding ticket jury trial, how many places is that possible? I've never heard of it before.
I'm not for sure, but this is how I make my living, and this is how I feed my family. So
you won. I mean, they found you not guilty?
Yep, the jury found me not guilty.
Now, did you actually go in and show them the ordinances or state laws that establish this as a guideline and not the speed limit?
Yeah, I had hired a lawyer. This is before I actually started listening to y'all's program, and y'all support that be your own lawyer in court. So I don't have to pay for one.
Mm-hmm. Jurisdictionary.com. Did you feel you got your money's worth with the lawyer?
Oh, well, he only charged me $250, and it's a long, drawn-out process.
All right.
But the jury,
I can't argue with that.
For a lawyer, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, he was very good at what he does. But it took a jury 9 hours in deliberation for a speeding ticket.
That's crazy.
So you know,
you could see, you know, they were arguing like somebody was, you know, the majority was wanting to go with guilty and then the minority's holding out. And you can see why the minority would change their opinion in a lot of cases. I'm glad they didn't in this circumstance.
Well, you don't know, Mark. It could have been anything. It could have been the reverse. I mean, a lot of people get speeding tickets. Maybe they were like, yeah, let's set this guy free. And then there was only one or two people on the jury that said, well, no, I've had to pay my speeding ticket, so he should have to pay his.
Very true. And well, what happened in that ninth hour? What was the final thing? Did somebody need to pee, or did they just want to go home? You know, they were worn down.
You can usually pee if you're in the jury.
So that's good.
Well, they'd come out, and, you know, they give the verdict. They didn't actually read it. They give it to the judge to read, and the judge read not guilty. But the problem was, is during jury selection, it was a 9 jury panel. Then the DA and my lawyer got 3 strikes. They can strike out 3 members. That's how it goes. Well, 3 of the members on the panel were police officers' wives.
Oh, boy.
That should be immediately disqualified. As far as I'm concerned, nobody who works for the state or live, you know, as is a dependent of somebody who works in the state should be even eligible.
You should propose that as legislation, Mark, because it's a good idea, but it's not that way. Nate, that's a very interesting story. Anything else you want to share?
No, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And this is a question I have for anyone in Texas. Did you know this? Why aren't people in Texas taking speeding tickets to jury trials left and right.
Well, we don't know that necessarily that this is true. This is one man's interpretation of the law. I'm very interested in it. Mm-hmm. But
well, I mean, I have no reason to disbelieve Nate. I mean,
that doesn't mean he's right or wrong. I mean,
well,
I'm not calling the man
trial.
A liar.
I mean,
people have
right.
gotten off for all kinds of things.
What I'm saying is it's a jury trial for a speeding ticket. Obviously, he's not. I don't think he's lying about that.
I'm not.
Right?
I don't.
He was there. He went to the trial. It was a jury.
As soon as word,
is this your first day in radio?
As soon as word spreads that this is an effective defense, they'll change the law.
Sure. But why not try it now? Why aren't people out there taking the speeding tickets to trial? 855-450-FREE. Is there something I'm missing? Is there, like, court costs? Is that why people are, well, I don't want to take it to trial because they're going to charge me $400 in court costs? Is that the factor here?
Or is it just the hassle of taking the day off from work and going to wait and then waiting for the jury trial?
There's that.
I'd like to point out why I think that there was more people going for a guilty than otherwise. Because the not guilties have the advantage. In a criminal case, somebody has to be found guilty by every one of those nine people on that jury panel.
Right.
So the not guilties have an advantage when they're talking about a fewer number of guilty people in the room. But look, we've already won. The man's going to be, you know, it's going to be a hung jury unless you come down with whatever opinion that we've got. We've already won.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's why the guilties would be more. They'd be more likely to change their opinion in that circumstance.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Again, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. And maybe you live in Texas and you know a little bit more about how their system works. I'm going to bet it's court costs. That's why people don't do this, because that's a real dissuading
factor. It's a pain
factor.
To deal with speeding tickets and stuff, especially, like, for one,
sure.
I'll do it if it's relatively close to where I live, just because I think that people should take things to trial.
Right.
And therefore, I'm going to take things to trial. But if it's 50 miles from where I live, I'm not going to spend that kind of time. I'm just going to give them the money and
have them go away. Absolutely. I have a few parking tickets that are coming up. I have one in Concord and one in Manchester.
Are you going to go?
Oh, absolutely. And I have tickets that two I got with you, Ian, that are coming up that are going to trial, mm-hmm. and two more for uninspection that need to go to trial. And so I think the biggest hassle for me in requesting a jury trial, or excuse me, requesting a hearing court date, is that they schedule it so far out. Right now I'm scheduling into August.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a parking ticket that I'm going to have to go to court on next month, because I take everything, including $5 parking tickets,
right.
to court. And I don't remember anything about this. You know, I'm going to put together my questions. I have no idea what happened.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Load up the court system, take stuff to trial, and make them prove it. They probably will prove it, but at least you made
them
do it.
They won't prove it. They'll just get a ruling in their case. Yeah.
Right. They'll prove it to their satisfaction. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Still plenty of time for you to take control of the airwaves. Next, Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.